I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jeweler watch tells me it's 11:11 a.m. here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, November 6, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great company, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like William Dandlich, Dunmore, Elio Dominic, Scranton, and Paul Maisley, Exeter. Veterans we lost this year and last, but celebrate today thanks to John. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order after that brief news adjournment, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. We'll give you a sanctuary of sanity. We promise that for the balance of this hour. I can't take you beyond there because I've got to stay sane elsewhere. But, then we try to come back the next morning and do it again. Yeah, when Nancy Pelosi is like, oh, Nancy, oh, my God. Somebody texts in very helpfully. Remember, the only time Pelosi told the truth is when she said they'd have to pass the Obamacare bill to see what's in it. Yeah. I'm telling you, the truth out of her mouth was an occasion. It wasn't normal. It was a rare event. Man, what an awful person. Oh my gosh. Phony as the day is long. She used her government position to enrich herself and her husband and her family. She would have been the best mob. She would have been a better mob boss than her father. She really would have been. My gosh. And if she could have, she'd be knocking people off left and right. What a fool. What a total fool. Good riddance, although we're stuck with her. I mean, she goes on, and we played the clips of her, making zero sense, either being drunk, addled, or drunk and addled. Oh, my God. This is the level of intelligence of our national leaders. Unbelievable. But yeah, you're right. That's the only time she did tell the truth that I can recall. Let's go to John from Scranton regarding that Supreme Court case. How are you, John?
Right now, Bob, I'm really scared.
I know.
But this has the Democrats' fingerprints all over it.
Well, there's a lot of Republicans that are against tariffs. Now, these are these free traders who never, I could never understand this. How could you be a free trader when the other countries aren't playing by the same rules? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I know. You could say that about the whole system, the way it's running now.
Yep.
But if the Supreme Court rules against Trump, and supposedly he has to return all that money, our economy is going to go straight down.
Well, my best guess, John, is this. They're going to rule against Trump, but they're not going to do so until next year. So he's got some time to button up these deals, these trade deals, if he can. And he buttons up the trade deals he can button up, and then They're not going to say anything, is my best guess. They won't say anything about paying the money back. They'll let that be separate litigation. But I do think they are going to say that he exceeded his authority. But we'll you don't know, but that's my best guess.
Yeah, but if I'm wrong, right before they put in the income tax, our country lived on those tariffs.
Yes. But in this case, they have been instituted by the presidential action only, where historically tariffs have been put in place by legislation. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a tough one. And I'll say this, you know, when you get a Republican Supreme Court, you get you don't get everything you want because they're not legislators. They're calling balls and strikes legitimately, unlike Democrat Supreme Court justices. So you could have a major decision go against the president because they're not political. They're deciding what's constitutional, what's extra constitutional. I don't like to use the word illegal in this instance. But my best guess is that they're going to say the president does not have the authority through the specific act he has cited to unilaterally increase tariffs. And he's not going to get the votes in Congress because of Republicans opposing him, even if they get rid of the filibuster, which I think is an important thing for the Republicans to do, is to get rid of the filibuster. They've got to start legislating without these Chuck Schumer screwing up the works every single time, because he will.
I'll agree with you on that.
And they're going to do it anyway. Trump said it right. As soon as they get back in, they will be worse, and they'll get rid of it. So why not do it now when you could do some good?
Yep.
Yeah, I fear it, but I don't think I you know, in terms of the mess, leaving the mess behind, I don't believe that they will even touch on paying it back. They're just going to say you can't use this act to increase tariffs without legislative approval. Period, and leave it at that.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll be a few months yet. It'll be a few months. So, hey, Donald, get to work, because that's the amazing, it's the only leverage the president has in trying to make trade agreements with other countries reciprocal. It's all he's got.
I know. And that's good for the country, too, no matter how you look at it.
Oh, it's been used masterfully. It really has. And I'm not a fan of tariffs or whatever, but it hasn't increased prices. It hasn't increased inflation. Anybody who says so is lying. And I listened to the morning show saying, oh, well, things are not affordable now. Well, they didn't say anything when Biden was screwing up the whole economy and causing 9% inflation. They didn't say a word. It's insane.
I know.
So we'll be fine. I'll tell you this too, John. I think Trump and his people will have a way around it by the time the decision comes. I really do.
Oh, I hope so. Okay, Bob. I feel a lot better now that you explained it to me.
We got the we have the right people in charge. They're sharp. They're brilliant in many cases. They'll figure this out. They'll work around whatever the Supreme Court comes up with. And I got to tell you, on the same side, I believe that the majority of the Supreme Court, most of them put in place by Donald Trump, in the true majority, not counting Roberts, I trust what they do. I trust their decisions, even if I don't like them. I trust their decisions.
Okay, Bob.
All right, my friend. Thank you, John. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There we are. Don Henley, Murph says this date, 1982, moving up the charts with his hit Dirty Laundry. And before that, actual Dirty Laundry in the political sense, 2016, disgusting, lowlife, FBI Director James Comey, corrupt phony, announces that Hillary Clinton still wouldn't face criminal charges. Even though, we got to remember this now, this is a part that's overlooked in this whole scandal, all right? Did she make classified information available illegally? Because you're not supposed to. This was discovered on Uma Abedin, her assistant. Then the wife of the disgraced pedophile, Wiener, the former congressman. They discovered it on her computer, on his. It was his computer. So it was distributed to a pedophile. All this classified information. And once again, the FBI does not prosecute. The Department of Justice does. Wow. Breathtaking in its corruption. Absolutely breathtaking. And by the way, I didn't want Hillary prosecuted. I have second thoughts about that now, but I didn't want her prosecuted. But it was what she did was clearly illegal. And I felt like Trump made the right decision to not prosecute her at that time. But she clearly committed illegal acts that others were prosecuted for. My God, the sanctimony, the phoniness and sanctimony of people like Hillary and Pelosi and James Comey and Clapper and Brennan. I felt like they should get their political comeuppance, not prosecution. But here's an example. Comey lies in front of Congress blatantly, openly, arrogantly. He gets indicted by a primarily Democrat Northern Virginia grand jury. Now, unfortunately for the prosecution, they have to get past Andrew McCabe, who himself should have been prosecuted for lying to FBI officials when he was investigated for leaks. And so they're going to come out with, he never told me to leak information. He never told me, it was sort of implied. And then Comey says, well, no, I never intended him to do it. Even though Comey himself admitted he leaked to the New York Times through a friend of his. These people, I'm telling you, they're crazy. It's not you. They are crazy. And everything they say about Trump is true about them. All of them. Absolutely disgraceful. Awful, awful people. And that's the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, somebody texted in earlier, and I didn't get to it because I wanted to comment on it, that Doge was too much too fast. It wasn't enough. It wasn't even close to enough. Although, by the way, this week, there was a report that they saved another $4.4 billion in contracts So they're not done doing their work. But they uncovered Doge, what an incredibly valuable service. Although most of you who don't like Trump, I don't know why. I do know why you don't like Trump, but I don't know why you're defending government structure. You've got hundreds of billions of dollars, probably about a trillion, a trillion dollars minimum, that's going through nonprofits and NGOs, which are part of the whole swamp, the whole corrupt swamp. In other words, the department will get the money. Somebody will come with a proposal for a program, which is all phony, and they'll walk away with billions of dollars to administer. And the New York Times itself looked at all these programs and said very little of the money is getting to the insane places that they said it was going. Like Sesame Street in Iraq. The money never got there. It stayed in Washington, D.C. And guess what? They became part of those NGOs, paid each other heavy-duty six figures, husbands and wives working, you know, and then that is the corruption. Oh, Ginny from Plains Township helpfully pointing out, Uma Abedin, who was married to Wiener and Hillary's best friend, is now married to, what is his name, Alex Soros? George Soros' son, who's worse than his father, by the way. They happen to own controlling ownership of this station and its station group. Yeah, she's married to Soros' kid, who's worse than the father. If you can believe it, I thought it was impossible, but it's true. This is crazy. I'm telling you, this swamp is so deep and so mired. Doge has got to, and we need Doge in Pennsylvania. Look at all, just Scranton, Pennsylvania. The city of Scranton. Millions of dollars of your money has gone to consultant after consultant after consultant after consultant. We literally had a consultant pick a consultant related to the pools up at NAOG. And guess what? Still not finished. 50% at best. In a grand opening in the chill of mid-late October. Insane. This is what these people do. This is the swamp. They want to talk about old boy network. Paige Cagnetti talks about it all the time. Well, this is the new girl network. And you give it to all these clowns and fake organizations, like the one that's running the parking authority in Scranton. They have no expertise whatsoever. They don't administer the money. They just pay themselves out of your money. And they, if they're required to give a report, it's a cookie cutter that they've already done for someplace else. That's why we're getting bike lanes in Scranton now. Unless the new council majority steps in. Because the three blind mice ain't doing it. It's crazy. It really is. And this is your money. And dummy-crat voters keep voting for it. Wow. Breathtaking. Breathtakingly stupid. Scary. Hey, we got to go. We got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll hear from our great sponsors. We've got a veteran tribute. We got the weather. We got a little ditty we're going to play. And then back to you if you'd like to call or text. 570-883-0098.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our veteran tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend, John Basiliga. and his great company we feature today, Basiliga Hospitality. Three amazing bar restaurants to watch the games, to hang out in. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Fabulous. Far Street Tavern, the reimagined neighborhood bar, and the great Trips Park section of West Scranton, and the Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Go in and check it out. Then fine dining, yeah, we got that too. Aterra 519, a modern take. I call it understated Manhattan. It is gorgeous. The food's great. The staff is awesome. The drinks are great too. Stegmeyer Mansion. Go back to the old world. Great bar, great dining. Stegmeyer Mansion, South Franklin Street, Wilkes-Barre. Sergey's Live. They're open tonight, no cover charge. The nightclub. It's hopping every night. It's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the Scranton Art House. They'll be celebrating on Friday. Not only running first-run movies for you to go see, but to the new mural down near their facility on Lackawanna Avenue, Scranton. William Danilich. He died June 29, 2024, at the age of 88. He was from Dunmore. He was married to the former Ann Brunetti for over 62 years. Born and residing in Dunmore his entire life, he graduated from the great Dunmore High School, and later went on to attend the University of Scranton. Bill Danilich was a United States Army veteran serving us in the Corps of Engineers, where he received commendations for his excellent service. Lifelong member of St. Michael the Archangel Byzantine Catholic Church, and a member of the Greek Catholic Union. He was also with the fabulous Boy Scout Troop 66 for many years and was a recipient of the St. George emblem as an adult scouter, making significant contributions to Catholic scouting in the diocese. He was a member of the great IBEW Local 81 and employed as a union electrician for many years prior to retirement. His home was filled with elegant stained glass creations and little inventions, contraptions and gizmos that he designed to make life easier. Generous and kind, he survived by his wife, two sons, good guys, six grandchildren and six great-grandchildren, and a number of other family members. William Danilich, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from our friend meteorologist Joe Snedeker. He says today morning clouds and sprinkles, windy, then sunshine, 48 degrees, 47 outside the studios now. Tonight partly cloudy, down to 32. Friday partly sunny, chance of showers by evening, 56. And nice warm up. Saturday a morning shower, then partly sunny, 58. Sunday clouds and sun with a chance of late day showers, 58 degrees. Mikey Sherrill, the governor-elect in New Jersey, couldn't answer how she made $7 million. That's the level of insanity and the Democrats voted for her anyway. Against a highly qualified, great candidate in Jack Cittarelli. And then she couldn't answer why she didn't walk for graduation at the Naval Academy. Wow. Both of them completely disqualifying acts. And yet, she's the governor-elect. They want more pain. Well, Murph tells us this date, 1982. Joe Cocker, Jennifer Warren, they had number one hit this date that year, Up Where We Belong. Was this with... you guys will have to tell me. I'm blanking on the name of the movie. But it was the theme for a movie song, or for a movie. Pretty good theme, too. Well, I'll tell you, the vote was frustrating. And if people want this, like, do they really want this? Do they understand? I'm telling you, it's like a driver's license. You get a license to vote. There's almost, it's nonsensical. Absolute nonsensical. The candidates that these voters have elected. And that goes right to the mayor of Scranton. They only voted for Democrats. Not independents who were registered Democrat, just Democrats, blindly, ignorantly. By the way, no problem on the commissioner side, although Chet Murley was my guy. Tom Welby's a great guy. Now, we're going to see if he governs with Chris Chermak instead of the boy king. That we're going to see. And then I said this before the election. I said, so if he supports Paige Cognetti for Congress, he'll lose my political support. What little there wasn't really any, to be honest. Because I think I see what's coming. He got elected as a Democrat. He's going to support other Democrats, which I don't agree with, especially when they're incompetent. How could you be a good congressperson and an incompetent mayor? How could you do that? Seriously. Officer and gentleman, thank you. Wow, I got overwhelmed with these things. Oh. Navy guy, he says, Bob, how do we combat people who voted for Democrat Luzerne County commissioners, council members, to save democracy? You're going into the booth. You want to yell at them. You're going into the booth to vote. That's democracy. So you're denying, you're going to save democracy in the ultimate act of democracy while you're accomplishing the ultimate act of democracy. But Trump took it all away. Democracy's finished, but you just voted. The stupidity, this Mikey Sherrill, the governor-elect of New Jersey, perfect example also. She said that Trump increased energy prices. It was such a blatant falsehood because the idiot governor before her, Phil Murphy, a left-wing loon, he single-handedly increased energy prices, utility prices, all of that, hand-in-hand with Joe Biden and the lunatic Democrats and their Green New Deal. And she blamed it on Trump, and apparently enough people believed her. That's how insane these voters are. How do you give me the redemptive quality? I want to hear it. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. You come to Lackawanna County, plenty of good reasons to vote for Tom Welby. Democrat, all that. Plenty of good reasons. I told you my reasons why I didn't. And I'm a Chet Murley fan on top of that. But plenty of good reasons to vote for him. Minds could differ. But then when you get someone blatantly lying to you, like Jackie Sherrill, like this insane attorney general candidate in Virginia, you just say to yourself, how can people vote for this? It is insane. Mondami getting elected. It's insane. This is what happens when you let unchecked Democrat power happen. They will go to their extreme. Same would probably be true on the other side. But I don't know anywhere that there's Republican hegemony. I don't know. I don't know. Bob, you saying that the Democrats are crazy and left-wing lunatics doesn't necessarily mean that. Well, it does. I give you example after example. But see, it bounces off of you. You put your fact flak jacket on. You let the facts bounce off of you. And then you just deny what I... You don't even deny what I said. You just give a blanket denial like you just did. And they continue. It's your show, but I think this election should have shown you a couple of things, and one of them is maybe you're not on the right side of things that you thought you were. How? Please give me the issue. What, men and boys in girls' sports, locker rooms and bathrooms? On that one, I'm wrong? Coddling criminals and calling them victims and going with cashless bail. And closing Rikers Island in New York City. Am I wrong on that one? An open border where about 200,000 Americans died of fentanyl poisoning, where about tens of thousands of children were sold into sex and child labor. What? Sex slavery and child labor. Am I wrong on that one? That Joe Biden was mentally fit to be in office? Am I wrong on that one? Please, give me the issue, please. One of my favorite songs of all time, Gordon Lightfoot. That's what we're finishing with. This date, 1976, he moved up to number 3 with his hit, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's always fascinating for me, I know I've said this before when we've played this song, people facing certain death. How do they react? How do they act? Do they get it? Do they panic? Do they, you know? Fascinating. But that song will play behind us as we wrap things up. Somebody says that the Northeast Pennsylvania Youth Center is a great cause. They help youth that may be homeless. They also help gay youth whose parents are having a problem with them being gay. Well, that should never be. That's your kid. And that's wrong of the parents. So no, and I'm not criticizing Northeast Pennsylvania Youth Shelter, but do you believe it doesn't seem appropriate to raise money with drag queen story hour or whatever the hell this is? I don't get it. I really don't get it. What does that have to do with being gay? Nothing. Literally. What does that have to do with youth? Nothing. As someone said to me, what doesn't Gertrude Hawk sell chocolate anymore? Doesn't Krispy Kreme sell donuts anymore? I don't get it. That's my point. By the way, for adult fun entertainment, no problem. Do it. I don't care. I don't understand. By the way, somebody says, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was my girlfriend and I's song. No wonder we were destined for failure. Old gal from Mountaintop says, Bob, I've been depressed about the election. So sad that people cannot see what is happening in our country and our area. I cannot believe how far out in left field we are. Shame on the voters. You are a voice of reason and sanity. Don't stop pushing against this crap. The local and national news spits out. What will they say when America's destroyed, fools? LTSA, back you. Back at you, old gal. Oh, it's true. And it's scary. And they'll keep going. And everything they've tried, including Obamacare, has failed. You don't remember I told you the primary motivation for this insane shutdown is so that no one will notice that Obamacare has failed and that they're going to send $400 billion to insurance companies to try to pretend it's working. It's nuts. And now we have an Islamist Marxist communist as the mayor of New York City. Well, what? Really? No one would have believed this. Chuck from Carbondale says it's brainwashing. It just might be. It's sad, no matter what. Hey, my Mikardo Jewelers watch tells me it's noon. What does that mean? That means I'm out of here. I'm done. I can't stay. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But for now, we've got to conclude this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And I must say adios. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning at 9. Have a good afternoon, guys. I know I will.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.